Boker Tov, world. Today's daf in the Sechet Sanhedrin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Rakedesh, is daf at Peivav, and we're 7 lines down from the top at Hagonev Bino. Okay, so according to the Mishnah, in the event that somebody kidnaps one of his own children, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, he's chayev, and according to Chachomim, he's pot. So why did Rabbanan say that he's pot? What's the difference if it's his child or someone else? Now, this seems to be saying that when the Edom find this victim in his hand, if the victim already lives in his hand, so he's always in the house or coming into the house, whatever, that's not called a kidnapping, because it wasn't Yimatse. It's what we would expect to be found. So it would exclude his own son. That's the Gemara, so Amar Rav Papa L'Abaye, if you're going to tell me that that's what Ki'imatse, which always means Ki'imatse Be'edim, that someone will be found in a position with, there's witnesses that testify to something that is not supposed to be there. So you're going to tell me that every time it says that he's found, it means that it's surprising that he was found? I mean, and what about where it says, for instance, Ki'imatse Ishachevi Mishav Vuladbal? Now, a guy is found to be committing adultery with this woman. So you're going to tell me that's only if it's a woman that wouldn't be expected to be near him, right? I mean, it says he might say. So I'm going to tell me he might say, I mean, what about in, you know, that famous apartment building here in town? I don't want to mention any names, but, you know, like there's people, I mean, I'm not accusing them of doing anything wrong, but there are people there that, you know, they keep me. There are a lot of people living in the same apartment building. They're constantly sitting around and talking and visiting each other. I mean, so if you find somebody committing adultery there, you're going to tell me they're putter, because after all, that's where they're always hanging around. That's ridiculous. So if a chicken go by, obviously that's not what it means. Oh, Marley, I'm sorry. I didn't express myself properly. I wasn't looking at the word, the way you were. Of course, Kiyamatse doesn't mean that. But the idea over here is the pusik. I meant the pusik that's like it. So I meant the pusik in Mishpatim where it says, v'nimtza biyado. That's different. So that, I already had the Kiyamatse means be'edim. So what's the v'nimtza biyado? Nimtza biyado means that if it was someone that was anyway motzei biyado, that then it's not included. Oh, my Rav, if that's the case, then that would mean that where someone is generally found in that place. So let's say someone is a Rebbe and a cheder, and he kidnaps one of the kids, or he's a teacher in a high school, and he kidnaps one of the kids. He would be putter. Because ani mikri dardeki umatni rabbanon, that's considered to be mitzuyin biyado. I mean, they're always in that building, and they're always near him. And therefore, if it needs to be nimtza biyado by surprise, and then enochinami, according to this, they would be potter. The next thing that we learned in the Mishnah is that we have a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim about what the din is if somebody was genev chatzi eved and chatzi ben chayrin. So where would we get that from? I mean, it doesn't say anything about eved or Ben Chorin, does it? Well, it does, in a way. Let's go back to the Mishnah we had in Baba Kama. So we learned over there, Tan Hasan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein La Avadim Boshet, there is no chiyuv. If somebody causes Boshet to an Eved, there's no chiyuv. The Chachomim say there is. So where exactly would we get the din over there? If we take a look and we see what indication we have that the Pasuk is referring in some way to a specific din, l'gabi eved or chatzi eved, we'll see what the issue is. So look over there by the case of Boshet. Okay, so the whole case of Boshet, remember, is learned from the Pasuk of Ki Yinatzu Anashim Yachdav, Ish Ve'achiv. So over there, we start talking about the case where a woman comes to her husband's aid by grabbing the assaulter's testicles. And over there is the Mokar of Boshet, where it says that she has to pay for causing that busha. Now, it uses the Lashon over there, Ish Be'achiv. And there, Rabbi Yehuda said, Ish Be'achiv means that we have to be talking about the type of person who has achva. And that means yotze eved, she'en lo achva. Because an eved kanani doesn't have any lahalacha. He doesn't have any relatives. And so because of that, he should not be included in this din. V'rabbana, it doesn't have to mean he has literal relatives. Achiv could mean that he is his ach in terms of mitzvahs. And since an eved is chayev in mitzvahs, he's considered to be achiv. Okay, so that's what we have over there. Now, over here, when it comes to this idea of kidnapping, we also have the word achiv, right? It talks about that if this person will be geinev ish me'echav. So how do we understand that me'echav? I mean, I would imagine that this is the drasha that Reb Yudah has over here that would tie into the drasha that Reb Yudah had over there, where he said that ish ve'achiv has to exclude an eved. So what does he do with the word over here? Ish me'echav mi'bnei Yisrael. That's the lashon of the pasuk here. Me'echav mi'bnei Yisrael. So he learns like this, that there's really three separate diyukim here. First of all, the word me'echav is like he said over there, that you're not chayev if the person is an eved. Now, it says me'echav mi'bnei Yisrael. So if it would have meant me'echav b'nei Yisrael from his brothers, the b'nei Yisrael, he wouldn't have to repeat the mem, right? So just if it says b'nei Yisrael, and then it says the me'echav, so I understand that that's l'me'ute, mishechetzu eved v'chetzu ben chorin, because I already learned out me'echav, that means l'me'ute the eved. So then why did it add another mem to mim b'nei Yisrael? We don't need that. We already know Eved, and we already know Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chorin. Ah, by repeating Mi B'nei Yisrael, it's again telling me, L'me'ute, Mi Shechatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chorin. But remember the halacha. If you have a miut achar ha-miut, eino ela l'rabot. So ein miut achar miut ela l'rabot. So Mamela gufa because of the fact that Rabbi Yehuda is makbid on darshaning it here. The way that he darshans it there, he comes out with the opposite conclusion. Because since Rav Yair is an extra pusik of me, that teaches us that dafka we will include the Chatzi Eved of Chatzi Ben Chorin. And the Rabbanan, how did they work it out? They say, no, mi echav, that's not mashba to them, that it's lafuke. The Avodim, the same way they said over there by Boshet, that they said, an Eved is your ach, in the sense that he's chayev mitzvahs ke'isha. So therefore, they only have two miyutim, the B'nai Yisrael and the Mi B'nai Yisrael. Okay, so they use those two miyutim. One is to be Mamayat and Eved, and we're Chayv L'Me'ute, Mishechetzi Eved, V'chetzi Ben Chorin. So because they have less of a Makar to be Mamayat, Mishechetzi Eved, V'chetzi Ben Chorin, because of that, they have more of a Makar to keep the miyut. Okay, so now the question is, it's very clear to us that we've got the onesh well-defined. We understand who it applies to. We understand in what circumstances it applies. But we never saw anywhere in the Torah clearly that it says don't kidnap. Where is the azhara for don't kidnap? Azhara lagonev nefesh minayin. Says Rabbi Yoshia, you might have noticed this in your shul on top of the Aron Kodesh. You notice over there it says lo tignov. That lo tignov is about kidnapping. It's not about stealing. Everybody translated do not steal. It's not what it means. It means do not kidnap. So you better revise your conservative shul translations over there, because there ain't no such commandment in the Ten Commandments. That's a shocker. How do I know that? Because we'll see in a moment how we're going to explain Rabbi Yoshia. But before, let's take a look at Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, he seems to be arguing, but he isn't really, as we'll see. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I know it from lo yimachrumim keret aved. Since it says in the Torah that when you sell an eved ivri, you're not allowed to sell him the way you would sell a real eved, because it says, ki avadayim asher hoseti me'eretz Mitzrayim lo yimachrumim keret aved. So meanwhile, you see that you cannot sell a member of B'nai Yisrael. So if that's the case, it's clearly a lav to do this sell part. They're not arguing. remember that there are two separate issues that are involved in every kidnapping. We said you're not going to be chayav misa unless you not only kidnap, but you also sell him. So they're not arguing. Rabbi Yoshi was talking about the Isser of the Gnev itself. That comes from the Luchas. Everybody's made it in that, as we'll see in a minute. That the Lo Tignov on the Luchas is a reference to not kidnapping. And the Rabbi Yochanan was coming to explain, and where do we get the love of the sale part of the kidnapping? We also need to know. Fine. So here is where we know that the Luchot is a reference to the Gneva of a Nefesh, and not to the Gneva of a wallet. Tanur Rabbanan. Lo tignov an luchot, v'gonev nefashot ha-katuv medaper. It's clearly talking about kidnapping. What do you mean, clearly? Maybe it's clear to you, it ain't clear to me. Ata omer v'gonev nefashot. Who says? Maybe it's talking about stealing a wallet. V'ayne ela v'gonev mamon. Ah, but remember, one of the important shloshes remidot shatora nidreshet peyem is called davar halamed mi'inyano, as you will recall. And what that means is, if you don't have indications inside the actual pasuk as to what particular case the pasuk is talking about, then look contextually and see what would make the most sense. Now, ask yourself, when you're reading the various mitzvahs in the Luchos HaBris, what kind of things do we talk about? B'meh HaKatuv Medaber. Well, I mean, we're talking about Lo Tirtzach, Lo Tin'af. Well, those are all Isurim that are Chiyuvei Mita. So you think that in the middle of that context of Isurim Chamurim Lamisa, we're going to throw in a Lo Tignov not to steal a guy's wallet? No. The Lo Tignov there is on par with the Lo Tinaf, on par with Lo Tirtzach. So it's talking about a Chomur Gneva, which in Lashon HaKodesh doesn't have a different name like it has in English, but essentially, if you want to translate Lo Tignov into English, it should be translated, do not kidnap. So just like over there, it's been a fashot, afkam bin a fashot. Then what about the other pasuk that, and in fact, is referring to Geneva of a wallet? Lo Tignovu, v'lo techachashu, v'lo techakru, ish ba'amito. What about that in Kedoshim? What is that referring to? Ah, that's referring to stealing a wallet, Begonev Mammon. You say so, at Omer Begonev Mammon. Maybe that pasuk is referring to Gonev Nefashot? No, same idea. Tzeil mad mishloshes remidot shatorah nidreshet behem. Here too, contextual definitions are part of the midah shatorah nidreshet behem. B'makatu medabir. We're talking about everything in this area. All of it is talking about mammon. So the lotashok et reyacha in every way, together with being mekachesh and being gozel. So everything is about money. So therefore, the lo tignov over here, obviously, is not the lo tignov in the luchos. It's another lo tignov, a reference to stealing wallets. Itma. Let's talk about now getting back to the topic, because now I'm confused. You essentially brought two separate azharot, right? And you said they're not arguing. So we have the Lo Tignov in the Luchos, and then we also have Lo Yimkeru Mimkeret of it. Okay, so now, how exactly, if we're going to be bringing a dut, how about if there were two completely different sets of edim? I mean, that's pretty reasonable. You stole them in one place, you know, and you sold them in another place. So we have two separate sets of edim in order to prove what boils down to one chiyav of misa, right? I mean, there are two different isurim, I admit, but only in conjunction of one with the other do we have a chiyav of misa. So now let's imagine a case where we have edim geneva and Ede Mechira, separately. They had come to court. They were made. Each one was made as to what had happened. And then both of them were found to be Ede Mizamani. So what's the halacha? Well, Chizkia says, look, the halacha is that they do not have a din of Hazama. Because the fact is that you can't give them Misa. And if that's the case, of course, you wouldn't be able to give them the Gan of Misa either. But because it would be Eidish Yatoyoch Olazima. We'll see in a moment what the base of the machlokas is. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, you can. So Chizkia apparently holds like Rabbi Akiva. So remember, al pi shnayim edim or shlosha edim, yakum davar. How do we define that davar? So Rabbi Akiva overall holds that whenever we have a davar, it has to be a full davar. V'lo chatzi davar. I mean, over here, vis-a-vis the chiyav of Misa, there is two separate things. Each one is only saying half of what's going on. Because if I don't have the two corroborating each other and reinforcing each other, I don't have a chiyav Misa. So because of that, if one group comes along and testifies to both inyanim, fine. So then we have a perfectly kosher edus. And there, if they would be found to be mezimim, we would actually kill them the same way they would kill the kidnapper himself. But where neither of them can stand on their own to be mechayev the kidnapper, so we can't be mechayev them either, because it's only a chatzi davar. So because of that, since each one was only made partially, we don't have enough to be mechayev them. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan apparently agrees with the Chachamim. The Chachamim say davar, afilu chatzi davar. If we could put them together, so even though over here each one of them on their own wouldn't have been sufficient to be mechayev them, that would be enough to be mazim them. Now you should know that Chizkia is meida. This is true when it comes to the din that we have over here about kidnapping and the subsequent mechira. Now we have a similar case that we had just recently. The din is, remember, that a ben sorer more, the first time he does it, that he steals the money and he buys the buser and so on, it says v'yisruoto. So first of all, he's brought to Beis Din. And then on the basis of the Edom and Beis Din, we give him Malkus for that first Asiya. Then if he comes back and he does it again, then he becomes a Ben Tzor Umor. Don't compare these two cases, because there each one of those events stands on its own. And the point is, he's going to get Malkus for doing that. Once he's set up in that status as a person who already got malchus for having stolen and eaten in that fashion as a ben sorer more once, the next person that comes along and says, I saw him do that. Well, okay, at that point, he is chayev to be nisko as a ben sorer more. So you'll say, all right, but I mean, you needed to prove first that he had eaten it once. Yeah, I also need to prove that he was bar mitzvah. So if I have the Edom coming in and they say they saw that he had reached puberty, so that's called the chatzi davar. It's two totally unrelated issues. There was a separate chiyav for that, and now he is a person that, if we find out that he does it again, so he's chayav on the second time. It's not that these are interrelated and one doesn't exist without the other. So there, Chizkia is meida that the second pair of Edom in the Ben Sorer Amora, which are the Edom that would actually come to be Mechayev and Misa, they are coming to be Mechayev and Misa, and therefore, if they would be found to be Edom Zaymanim, then indeed they would be Neharagim. So that is because, look, the first Edom clearly are not part of the second Edom. Because the first Edom, they can say, listen, when we came into Beis Din, what were we coming to give him? We were coming to give him Malkus. So can we say to those Edom, what do you mean you were coming to give him Malkus? There were other Edom that were going to show up and they were going to say that he ate the second time. So you were part of the Edom that were Mechayev and Misa. No, they can say, what do you mean? That's not our business that other Edom are going to come and be Mechayev and Misa. We only came to give him Malkus. The fact that there's other Edom, you can't say that we were part of that testimony. So each one stands separately, and these second pair, they are Haniachrini Kulotar Vakavde. They are all by themselves the ones who are coming to be Mechayev them. So therefore, each one of these Kite Edom are coming to be a Dover Shalem, not a Chatzi Dover. Matkiflor of Papa, so I don't understand the difference. You could say the same thing by the Edei Mechira of the kidnapper. So the Edei Mechira could come in to Beis Din, and we'd say to them, what are you guys doing here in Beis Din? And they would say, Well, we came to be Mechayevim Malkus. Because, after all, a person who is over on Lotignov is Chayev Malkus, right? We didn't come to be Mechayevim Misa because there were no Enim of a Mechira. So I understand. It's exactly the same thing. You're saying that the Bensorah Umora would be Chayev Malkus for the first time around. And when he comes into but they come into Besdin, we can't be Mechayev them for the whole thing because they say, listen, we only came here to be Mechayev Malkus. The same exact thing could be true of a guy who comes in, two guys come in to say, we saw this person kidnap, and then it turns out that he also sold. They could say, look, I mean, we came in to be Mechayev him Malkus. So that would be the Dover Shalem on the Malkus. And now, having established that, when the next guy shows up, next Scott shows up, they should be also, they're coming entirely on their own to be Mechayev the guy Misa. It sounds to me exactly the same. So certainly on the kidnapping itself, it should be not a Chatzidover. You said this far was a Chatzidover. But it isn't. They could get Malkus. Same with the Ben Soramura could get Malkus. And I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me that Chizkia Shita is that they will never get Malkus for the kidnapping. Why would that be? Let's ask Rabbanea. You are not particularly attentive this morning. Yeah, fast recovery there, Barn. The question is, do you know what you don't know would that be? Why did I suspect? I thought you were wearing your paste-ons. Alrighty. So I know why it would be. It is that you're going to tell me that Chizkia for some reason holds that you cannot be Mechayev a kidnapper Malkus for kidnapping. Why not? Mitzvah Lo Tignovu. That's a law in the Torah. The last part about the Bechira, that is not part of the Lo Tignovu, is it? We actually had a different pasuk for that, remember? Lo Yimkru Memkar HaSevet. The reason would be because it would be a law Shenitan La'azarat Mitat Vedin. Since if in the end this person actually would also sell him, when we would come back and we would say to this guy, we're going to execute you. Why? Because you were over on Lo Tignovu. He can't say, yeah, but Lo Tignovu was only a Malkus. Was no. Lo Tignovu in conjunction with Mechira is Misa. So therefore, if that's the case, the very Lo Tignovu that you want to use over here to be Mechayev in Malkus, you can't, because we have a klal that kol lav shenitan la'azarat mitat bedin, you can't use it for an azarah for Malkus. Maybe that's what you're going to tell me. That according to Chizkia, the reason that Chizkia is saying that they actually are not chayev for hazama is because of the fact that it's a chatzi davar, because he will not get Malkus, since if we come to be mechayev in Malkus, the Kibbutz will say, I'm sorry, but this lav is not good for being mechayev Malkus. No. Chizkia can't say that. Because Chizkia himself, take a look at this. I mean, it's going to take a little while for me to prove it to you, but look at this. We know that we have a machlokas. And does he say who holds what over there? But we know that we have a machlokas between Chizkia and Rabbi Yochanan. We don't know who said what. The case over there was that the kidnapping witnesses ended up being Edim Zoymanim. So, machlokas between Chizkia and Rabbi Yochanan. One of them says that they would get Malkus. Okay, so if they would get Malkus, what would that mean? That because of their Edis, the Geneva, which was a lie, we would have given Malkus to the kidnapper, right? So therefore, if they're found to be Edim Zevimim, so Vasitim Lo Kasher Zaman, and we're going to give them Malkus too. Okay? Now the other one, either Chizkia or Rabbi Yochanan, give me time to prove my point, that either Chizkia or Rabbi Yochanan says, no, they will not get Malkus. We're talking about over here where we never had Edim Mechira, right? Okay. This is not the same that we were talking about before. Before we were talking about, we had all our information with four different witnesses. There were two separate kitot. Two of them talked about the kidnapping and two of them talked about the Mechira. Over here, we just have the kidnapping, right? So I'm going to show you that it cannot be that Chizkia holds that it's a lav shenita and lazaras mitat beitin. Here's how I'm going to prove it to you. Just have patience with me. So my first point that you need to accept is that it has to be Chizkiya and not Rabbi Yochanan. He's the one that says that the Eid Zomim would actually be Chayav Malkus, and that we do not say that it would be a Lav Shinita Nazaras Mises Besa. Because over there we proved, Tistayim, the Chizkiya D'Amar Lokim. It must be Chizkiya who said that to get Malkus. Why? Because since Chizkiya said in the previous Machlokus, where we did have the Eidim for the Mechira, so what did he say? That if we have two separate sets of Eidim, Chizkiya said, Ein Neharagin. So since he said that Ein Neharagin, that would mean that according to Chizkiya, that would be for sure that they could actually taina, that they were coming for a completely different purpose. Whereas, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's got to be, if you're going to try to tell me Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said that we'll give them Malkus, since Rabbi Yochanan said that they definitely are Neharagin in that case, so you could explain to me how in the world we give them Malkus? If in the end they could actually end up being taken to the chair, so then they can't get Malkus. Why? Because it would be a Lav Shenita and Lazarus Mises Besta. So Bishlam, according to Chizkiya, where Chizkiya says we won't kill them when we have the other witnesses that come in and say that they were over on also on the Mechira. So then everything would add up that he would be the one that said, okay, so then that must mean that they would get Malkus on the first part. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, they can't get Malkus on the first part. Because Rabbi Yochanan says they will get killed. Because he held that if you had one of the kitot of the Eidim, and you only said that he was the Ganav, and it turns out that you were lying, if there are Eidim Mechira, then you will be killed. What will you be killed for? Lotan Ebreyecha Eitshaker, correct? So that means, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's saying that when the Torah said to you, Lotan Ebreyecha Eitshaker, it was giving you, in this case, a Lav Shenita Nazaras Mises Besdin. And if, in fact, there were Eidim that show up that this person not only kidnapped, but he also sold, and you had lied about kidnapping, then you were going to be killed. So how could Rabbi Yochanan possibly be the one who says that you would get Malkus in the case where we didn't have those other Eidim being Nizam? It would be a Lav Shenita Lazarus Mises Besdin. Which Lav? The Lav of Lotaneh. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Lav Shenita Lazarus Mises Besdin Ein Lokin Lav. So he couldn't have been the one who tainted that you would be Chayav Malkus, because you can't be Chayav Malkus. I mean, and there's only two people here. There's only Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan, and I can't be Rabbi Yochanan, so I got news for you. It's got to be Chizkiya. So now that means that according to Chizkiya, they would get Malkus for saying that this guy was a kidnapper, and there was no further testimony. Okay, so now let's take a look if that's the case. So how in the world, if you're trying to tell me that the Ganav does not get Malkus, so now how could they get Malkus? We're only being mechayev of them over here because of the fact that it says, Vasitim lo kasher zamam. We're not being mechayev of them because of the lotaneh alone, because it's a lav shein bo maisa. So therefore, if Chizkiya is saying that there is no chiyev of Malkus on the kidnapper, how in the world could the zomanim come along and be chayev of Malkus for saying that he was a kidnapper if we're only stuck with kasher zamam? So if that's the case, that would mean that aliba de Chizkiya, we don't have an iser of misa, we don't have a zaras misa, and therefore I'm back with my original problem. Because if the people who now came to be made in Besdin, that this guy is a kidnapper, they can say, we were coming to be made that he's Chayav Malkus. Because for Haraya, Chizkiya holds that they're Chayav Malkus because of Kasher Zoma. But you said that when it came to the Ben Sorer Umorah, if they can claim, the first set of witnesses, we only came to be Chayav the Kid Malkus for the first time around, then why don't we say exactly the same thing for the kidnapper? We only came to be Chayav and Malkus. Don't try to tell me that he won't be Chayav Malkus. He will be Chayav Malkus. Proved it to you according to Chizkiya will be Chayav Malkus. So this whole structure breaks down. You're saying Chizkiya agrees by the Ben Tzoramora, but he argues about the case of the kidnapper because over there the two Aiden are interrelated and you can't therefore give him a onesh just for half of the issue. So therefore, I taina that the machlokas between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan is not the way that you explained it. Can't be. It ends up with a contradiction. I'll tell you, says Rav Papa, if you're talking about the Eidah Mechira, just the Eidah Mechira, everybody is made that actually the Eidah Mechira would be killed in Beis Din because they are the ones that are going to be Mechayev, this guy, Misa. They are coming to be Mechayev him, Misa. That's for sure. Now, the question is, why? They're coming from totally different points of view. That's true. Who's making noise here? They're coming from totally different points of view and for different reasons, but they would both hold the same thing. Basically, what we just proved was that according to Chizkiya, the din would be it would be exactly the same as Ryokhan, but not for the same reason. We just proved that according to Chizkiya, since the first ones were coming to be Mechayev Malkus, the second ones were the ones who were being Mechayev entirely on their own, the Chiyev of Misa. So I don't care about what the din would be, Davar, Velo Chatzi Davar, or Yes Chatzi Davar, makes absolutely no difference because they are not a Chatzi Davar. So therefore, according to Chizkiya, it's not dependent in this Machlokas where they're given the Rabbana. Mash Enkein, Alibet Rabbi Yochanan, you cannot be Mechayev the guy, Malkus, we said before. And because of that, this is a Lav Shanita and Lazarus to be suspected. And he says that that both Kitot are going to be killed. So therefore, if that's the case, the people that are coming to be Mechayev, what are they going to say? They're not Mechayev and Malkus. So they can't say, well, we only walked into to be Mechayev and Malkus. You're not Mechayev and Malkus. So because of that, they are the first step to his death, in which case, they're only a false first step. So it's a Chatzi Davar. And now, since and only since Rabbi Yochanan holds that a Chatzi Davar, like the Chachamim, is sufficient to be Mechayev him, he ends up saying the same thing that Chizkiya says. I'm Mechayev these Eidim, but because I don't care if it's a Chatzi Davar. Fine. So for whatever reason, either because it's not a Chatzi Davar or because it is a Chatzi Davar, but I hold your Mechayev a Chatzi Davar, it all boils down to the different ways we understand the Chiyev of the first Kitei Eidim in terms of Malkus. So I would restructure it. Says Rav Papa, I would say everybody agrees the Halacha is certainly when it comes to the second pair of Eidim, the Bechira, they're for sure they're Chayev. Either because of Chatzi Davar is enough, or because it's not a Chatzi Davar, because the first ones could say, I only come to be Mechayev and Malkus. The Machlokas is, Kiplige, if the Eidim that came to say that he was the kidnapper, over there, it turns out that we are mazim them. So Chizkiya says over there that we do not kill them. Why? Because we have two completely different testimonies over here. We have the Geneva on its own, which is Mechayev on its own. You came into court. Why'd you come into court? To be Mechayev the guy Malkus. But you know he's going to be killed. Well, I'm not going to be Mechayev the guy. What do you mean? I know. I don't know anything about that testimony. I am coming on the basis of my testimony of Mechayev and Malkus. On the other hand, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why'd you come to court? To be Mechayev and Malkus. He's not Mechayev Malkus. Get out of court. Well, then I came to court to be Mechayev him in case there are other witnesses to be Mechayev him Misa. Oh, so we now understand you're here to sit on the side till the other Eidim show up to say that he's Chayev Misa. So now you're part of the testimony of Misa? Yes. Okay, fine. Stand here and we'll soon find out whether we're going to kill you. If it turns out you were Eidim Misa, we will kill you. Okay, so therefore, Chizkiya, if it's the Eidei Geneva, he says they're not Nerug. And because we have two totally different testimonies over here, since the kidnapping itself is Chayev Malkus. So therefore, even if it turns out that there is another Kite Eidim that show up and say this guy also killed, that's not the first Kat's business. They always have the Taina, look, our testimony stands without any connection to this guy's. Okay. Therefore, in Nerug, Mash Enkein, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no way to look at it like that. Why'd you come to court? to establish the first stage towards his execution. Okay, good. So if that's the case, the Geneva is the Haskalah of the Mechira. And when the Edom for the Mechira show up, that's when we're going to have to kill you. Now, Rabbi Yochanan would be made that in the case, this is how I would restate it, that if Rabbi Yochanan, in the case of the Bensorer Umore, so over there, the Edom HaRishonim, that for sure they are not Neharogin, because they for sure can say, we only walked in to give the V'Yisroto, the V'Yisroto is only Chiva Malkus, and therefore it's not our business that it works out, that in the end there were other Edom that said he did it again and he's going to be Chayef Skila. Amrabaye. This is now, we saw yesterday, the way we had a brisa that was constructed as a conundrum, right? Very cute. So Abaye creates a conundrum about the dinim of Ben Sarumur. So he says like this, okay, here's your riddle for the day, gentlemen. I say, everybody is moda about Ben Sarumur? Yes. Everybody is moda Ben Sarumur? No. And there's a big machlokus about whether yes or no. Now, go ahead. I actually said it backwards. The first one was no. And the second one was yes. And the third one is machlokus yes or no. Can you explain that? Yes. Here's what it means. Hakol modim beben sorero more. That's talking about that everybody is made in a case where the Edim HaRishonim are the ones that turned out to be Nizomim, that they are not Neharagin. Why? Because they can come and say, we showed up only Lahalkoto. And we said before that actually this halacha, Rabbi Yochanan was also made to. Secondly, I tell you, Hakom Odim Beben Sorer Umore, this one taught me about the Edim Achronim, that they are Neharagim. And even Chizkiah agrees to that, because Mitok She'enim HaRishonim Yecholim Lomar Lahalkoto Banu. Look, we only came to be Mechayim from Malka, so Chizkiah agrees to that. So the second ones are the ones who are doing the whole thing, so there's no problem of Chatzi Davar. And therefore, Hanikulei Davar, Ka'avdilei, and there's nothing to discuss. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiah would be made. But there is a machlokas about the Ben Sorer Umore case. What would that case be? That would be the case where you have two Edim that come and say, we saw him steal the money from his father, but we didn't see him eat the meat and drink the wine. And Shnayim Omrim, we did see him eat the meat and drink the wine, but we didn't see him steal. And then both of them end up, we find out that they were Enim Zaymimim. So there, indeed, we do have a machlokas, because according to Chizkiah, we're still going to tell you that Chatzi Davar is Davar Velo Chatzi Davar. And it's like Rabbi Akiva, whereas Rabbi Yochanan, and we said before, he holds Davar Vafilu Chatzi Davar. So Mamela, I put it all in one simple riddle. Omer Rabbi Asi, look, in a case where we don't have any witnesses to the kidnap, and we only have witnesses to the fact that the guy sold this person, so then we don't do anything to them, because they didn't say anything to be Mechayev him, a Neharogin. Because since the guy could have said, hey, what's your problem? I did sell this guy. He was my Eved. What do you mean I sold the guy? He had stolen money, or I bought him from him. He needed money. And now I was selling it to somebody else. You got a problem? You bring me to court on a triviality? What exactly is your problem? Omer, so in that case, there's no way for being Mechayev him. So later on, that somebody comes along and says that actually he stole the guy at the time that I was made. There was absolutely no legal implications to my testimony, and therefore it is not a testimony. Omer of Yosef, so let me ask you, who do you think this is going according to, Rabatzi, who says that there's no way you could be Mechayevim? It would only be going according to Rabbi Akiva, I think, because Rabbi Akiva says if you only have half the information, you can never be Mechayevim, meaning even subsequently. So, Dovar Velo Chatzi Davar. So since you're never going to be able to define this as a case of a chiyuv, so there never was any testimony here. The moment that the guy walks into the, I shouldn't say the guy, the moment that the Edus walks into Beis Din and says, we would like to testify that somebody, this guy, sold in front of us this other person as an Eved, what do we say to them? we say to them, do you have any testimony that that guy changed the flat tire? I mean, what, this is a totally trivial point. Get out of court. So since a chatzidavar is meaningless, there was no testimony, according to Rabbi Akiva. If you hold that a davar chatzidavar, when they walk in, they say, we saw this guy sell. So then we'll say, well, that's interesting, because that could be indicative of this guy being chai of misa if it turns out that he had stolen the guy. So then we do actually take their testimony, set them aside, wait to establish the facts of the case. So Mamela, I say, it's only going to work out according to Rabbi Akiva. Says, Abaye, what are you talking about, Rabbi Yosef? That what? That if he would hold like the Rabbanan, that what? We would kill him. Rav Asi was the one who said, why do we not mechayev him? Because he can say, meaning the person who was testified against, he can say, will you guys get out of here? I was selling my own Eved, and all of a sudden you got these religious fanatics coming in here and claiming I'm... What's the matter with you? I didn't do anything. I was selling my own Eved. What's the difference with you hold like Rabbi Akiva, we hold about Rabbanan, for somebody who's coming into Beis Din and saying something that has absolutely no legal ramifications? That's not considered testimony according to anybody. What does that have to do with Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan? I say absolutely not. Afilu tema Rabbanan. In that event, we did not have as yet Eidei Geneva, so we can't do anything. What's the difference whether it's going Aliba de Rabbi Akiva or not? Fine. As to Gemara, but, I mean, if he's talking about a triviality, that there were no Eidei Geneva, well, why would he mention it? That can't be what Rav Asi was talking about. What you're saying is that Rav Asi was talking about a case that only an idiot would think otherwise, Abaye. Rav Asi must have been discussing a case that would have been relevant to Machlokas of Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, and that's why it was correct to say it only works out. That's what Rav Asi was saying. He wasn't talking about trivialities where we don't have any testimony that this guy was the Eved. It must be that we did have testimony, except there wasn't this person's testimony. That must be the point. Because the Yochi Maila Memra, no, there was still a Kiddush that Rav Asi could have taught. And what it was talking about was Rav Asi. That's the way I understood it. Rav Asi was talking about a case where two people come in and they say that we saw this person sell this Eved. Now, 2 minutes later, other witnesses come in and they say, we saw that person that sold the Eved steal him, kidnap him the day before. So now all of a sudden we've got a situation over here because, I mean, put the two together. That's the point. So that's why we wanted to say, look, if that's the case, so then it would only be true, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva, and I'm coming along to say that no, that's not the case, because at the time that they walked into Beis Din, we would have thrown them out. What they said was irrelevant. What's the difference 2 minutes later? Somebody walks in. That was the Kiddush. That was the Kiddush, but it's also trivial. If the Eidos didn't mean anything at the time that they walked in, why would I need anybody to tell me what Rav Asi told me? Well, I'll tell you. The case was that they walked into Beis Din and the other Eidim are behind them. You know, they're in line and they're case number 21 and the other Eidim are there. They're case number 26. And these guys, as they walk into Beis Din, they give some winks over to the other guys. Okay, we're on our way. So it sure looks like this is a plot. Okay, so that what they want to do is they want to get this guy killed by defining him as a ganav. So, okay, in that case, where they're being merames one to the other, it seems to be clear that initially they're coming together and they can't say, well, what do we know about the kidnapping. We are only here in order to know. And if that's the case, then you would think, okay, so then the court's responsible, put them aside, see what happens. And Enochinami, in that case, it would be Nogea. Kamashman, therefore, Rav Asi says, we don't look at just winking as being enough of a significant point to make the Beis Din actually be Mekabel their testimony as if it's relevant. So, Kamashmalan, Remise Lav Klumu. And now, it's time for Sir Richard. What's the ah? On a tiny's Esther, ah? Esther never talked like that. Esther always said, ah! All right, we'll ask little Green Richie to come in next time. Go for it. Moving on now to the next case, which is an amazing, amazing story in Shoftim. What happens? So here we have a whole description. What happens if there's an argument in Beis Din? What are they arguing in? Bein dam ledam, bein din ledin, bein nega lenega. What is the different vote? How to paskin in a court case between two people, two partners, whatever the case is. B'sha'arecha. So what does it say? V'kamta v'alita l'makom ha'shivcha Hashem l'kecha bo. Come to the Beit HaMikdash. Uvata l'chanim al-vihim v'la'shofeta sh'yeh b'yamim ahem. V'darashta v'gidu l'cha t'var ha'mishpat. You tell them over the drasha, and you ask them, we'll see that it actually has a double meaning, that you tell them over kach darashti, and you tell them, look, we have not been able to come to an agreed response here, and I don't accept what they're saying. What's the din? The Beis Din that is in that place, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses, which is in the Lishkas HaGozes, v'shamarta lasot k'kol asher yarucha. You do whatever they say. Al pi haTorah asher yaruchah, v'al hamishpat asher yomru lecha ta'aseh. Lo tasur min hadavar asher yagidu lecha yamin u'smol. V'ha'ish asher, now here's the part that's the chiyuv. Ha'ish asher yaaseh bezadon. Levilti shemoy al hakohen omid l'sharit shem et asher melokecha. Or al hashofet, the person who refuses to accept the words of that Beis Din, umet ha'ish ahu. Uvihata hara mi'Yisrael, v'chol ha'am yishmu v'yirou, v'lo yizidun otz. As we're going to see, what we're talking about over here is not a person who walks in and refuses to accept the halacha. It's referring to one of the dayanim in his own city who refuses to acknowledge the way that his Beis Din is paskening. And they end up coming, as we'll see it step by step, but they end up coming to the Lishkas HaGozes, and over there, he has to accept whatever the drush of Lishkas HaGozes is. So now, the reality is that there was a series of Bate Dinim that you go through, lower courts and higher courts, before you get to the stage which you're going to be coming to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is the Lishkas HaGozes. So we have, obviously, every town has its local Sanhedrin, which they would normally paskin. And then we go from there. So let's start at the local court. So what happens is, the guy claims in his local court, he doesn't agree with their psak. Okay. You then go up to Yerushalayim, but you don't go straight to the Lishkas HaGozes. There were shlosha bate dinim hayusham. Echad yoshev al petach harabayit, echad yoshev al petach hazara, ve'echad yoshev b'lishkat hagazit. So each one of these bate dinim were more able to be meira halacha than the next. We'll see what the differences are. So first of all, you have a Beis Din at the entrance to the harabayit, which does not mean what it seems to be saying at the entrance of the harabayit when you're about to enter. It means at the entrance in the other direction, where you're going to be coming into the Ezra's Nashim. So that is called the entrance to the Harabayit, because that is the way that you would, if you were in the Beis HaMikdash, you would come into the Harabayit on your way out. So this is right at the entrance, meaning at the inside entrance. The same thing is true when it says Echad is in the actual Azara. So what is that talking about, a Petach Hazara? That's talking about the inside of the Ezra's Noshim as you're about to enter into Shar Niknor. And the next one is in the actual Beis HaMikdash itself, in the Lishkat HaGazis, which if you'll recall, that was built, like the half of it was inside the Mokum of Kedushas, you could sit, half of it wasn't, and that was the Min HaMokum. So you start off, you come to the one that is at the Har HaBayit, and you say, Kach darashti, v'kach darshu chaverai. This is the way that I explained halacha. Kach limadati, I pointed out why my approach is correct. Kach limdu chaverai. So, that bezdin does not paskin on the base of their understanding the way in which you guys understood it. Instead, they tell you what the din is, assuming that din exists. Now, this is the way that most of the Rishonim, this is the way that the Rambam clearly explains, that im shamu, that means if they have a Kabbalah about what the din is, so then omrim lahem, it should say, or omrim lahem. Now, that would be the way that they explain it. So when we're talking about the kach darashti, kach limadati, he is talking about what it is that he believes and what it is that he's been teaching and how it is the intent to continue to teach. And they can say, look, we have a Kabbalah about this. The halacha is not like you. So now, if they don't have a Kabbalah, they are not able to tell him definitively what the halacha is, because they can argue about it the same way he can argue about it. So if, now others learn, im shama, if the person or if the people coming up, shamu, meaning if they accept the din, then fine. So now we're settled. We don't have to go further. And if they don't accept, that's a completely different point, which would not demand that they would have a Kabbalah on it. All right, so if they do not have a Kabbalah, and or it means if they don't accept it, so then they are not able to come to a binding psak based on their own drushas, because there's no additional value given to one bezdin over another other than if it's the Lishkas HaGazis. That's definitive. If my bezdin doesn't want to accept this bezdin, they can't taina. We're smarter than you, we're older than you, we're more experienced than you. That's not a taina. Anybody can argue on anybody, as long as they are as well, and in, as we'll see, we're talking about someone who is roi lo hira, and therefore he has smicha. So they can argue. They're not mechuyev to accept another bezdin. It doesn't matter. They can't say, as people today say, this is the Gadol HaDar, he knows exactly what, there's no such thing. Everybody can argue on everybody. The only place where you do have this smichut is in the Lishkas HaGazis. So if the next bezdin up, who are much more well-versed, and they have more of the Kabbalah of Torah, if they know what the din is, you say the same thing to them. They come to the next bezdin, and they say the same thing to them. If they knew, they tell them. If not, imlam. All of these batei dinim together. So we've got these three batei dinim. They're all coming into the bezdin ha'gadol shebelishkas ha'gazis shemimenu yotzei Torah l'chol Yisrael shenemar min ha'makom ahu asher yivchar Hashem. This is the final din that the Torah says. This defines the Torah, not just defines you what to do. This defines the Torah. And therefore, it doesn't matter whether they have a Kabbalah or they don't have a Kabbalah. Whatever they say, and however they're derish it, is what you have to accept. Now, this guy goes back to his own city, and he ignores what they told. And he's sitting in his shir, and he says, this is, I believe this is the correct halacha, which is the exact opposite of the Bezdin HaGadol. It doesn't matter if it's l'chumra or l'kula. As a matter of fact, according to many Rishonim, he is not allowed to be machmer on himself. There's nothing to do with the Chumra L'Kula. He cannot be machmer. Forget about teaching. Teaching for sure he can't, if he's saying other than them, that's a Zaken Mamre. But even in terms of his own behavior, according to Ramban, he cannot say, well, okay, I want to be machmer. I don't believe that that this is mutter. So, if he just teaches people what he thinks he's punter, but if he says, this is the halacha l'maisa, against the Bezdin HaGadol, then he would be chayev misa as a zokin mamre, Shenemar ve'ish asher yaseh bezadon. So if he is mamish, believes that he can argue levilti shemoi ala kohen omed l'sharet sham et adonai elohecha or ala shofet u'meita isha uvi'arta ram Yisrael, as we said. So eino chayav, it says asher yaseh bezadon. Eino chayav ad shiyoret la'asot. So the chiyav is that he makes a psak la'halacha. Now, if the person who came back and is teaching people what to do, even if he's telling them halacha la'maisa, he does not have smicha, and he is not roy to be in the best. This is how Rashi understands it. So he's only a talmid, shoreh la'asot, he's potter. Because it would only be if this person, as we're going to go through in the sugya, is one of the members of those who can be mora, not if he's stam a jerk. So if some conservative rabbi somewhere refuses to accept the divrei bez nagadol, he's not chayiv misa. He's just an idiot. Who cares what he does? Nimtza chumro kulo. So it turns out the way that we are machmer on a person, not to give him smicha, unless he is roi lahira, and as Rashi says, he also has to be 40 years old, and if not, we're not going to give him smicha. That chumra that we put on him to make sure that the smicha is a good smicha is the reason that it turns out we're makel on him, because we just look at him as an idiot and not as a zaken mamre. Okay, Rabosai, wishing everybody a kal tzom kal, wishing everybody besuras teves, so that Esther shall have achieved her tainus before we even get to the Megillah, so we'll be able to be reading the Megillah to celebrate two different geulas at the same time, even though normally ain't marvim simcha b'simcha, I have it on good authority that we'll still read the Megillah and still be very happy tonight. So if that's the case, I look forward, it should even be early enough to maybe be mevatel the tainus before chatzais, so that we'd even be able to be nichnas to the shira chadasha without being in a state of tainus. Okay, that's going to be a big machlokas. Richie's preparing himself for the psak on that issue, but we shall, in any event, together with the little green men and together with Richie's relatives and Esther Amalka Yerakroka, we look forward to tonight's celebration. And Bezrat Hashem, we meet again tomorrow. Shmu, give us our marching orders here. 10:30 to finish whatever we can in that half hour to be able to be learning on the day of Kimu Vekiblu HaYehudim Echusim Chas V'Shalom, be a day without limud. Okay, maybe we'll do it like really fast so that we can be able to get to the hold up.